It's been nearly 5 months since Hurricane Harvey devastated Houston. Rebuilding efforts are far from over, and there are a lot of unanswered questions about the city's vulnerability to floods, its preparedness, and what it could have done differently. Officials did not issue a widespread mandatory evacuation before or during Harvey, and according to the city's Office of Emergency Management, more than 60,000 people had to be rescued from Houston and surrounding Harris County. Now, some experts fear that many Houstonians won't know what to do when the next hurricane comes. Houston Public Media's Allison Lee reports.
This is an evacuation zone map by zip code, but
Jim Blackburn is pointing to a hurricane evacuation map for Houston and the Texas Southeast Coastal Region. He's an environmental lawyer and co-director of Rice University's Severe Storm Prediction, Education, and Evacuation from Disaster Center.
There's, I think, something like 20-25% of the city of Houston's in an evacuation zone, so it's not insignificant.
Blackburn says the hurricane evacuation zone map wasn't activated for Harvey because it was designed for wind and surge storms. But he's concerned that many homeowners don't even know they reside in these zones.
When you move into an area, it's not a map that shows up on any closing documents. It's not a map that you routinely run across. You've got to look for it. You know, it's scary. It might defer real estate sales, but your life is at risk here.
Some criticized Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner when he didn't order a citywide evacuation for Harvey. But Turner defended that decision back in August.
You literally cannot put 6.5 million people on the road. If you think the situation right now is bad, you give an order to evacuate, you are creating a nightmare.
That's what happened in 2005 with Hurricane Rita, one of the largest evacuations in our nation's history. The exodus and confusion caused one of the worst gridlocks Houston has ever seen, leading to more than 100 deaths. After Rita, officials created a hurricane evacuation zone map organized by zip code. Officials hoped the new map would be less confusing. But overall, some Houstonians may not realize how close they are to dangers off the Gulf.
People don't realize how close they are to the coast. If you live within 50 miles of the coast, you are subject to some form of hazard due to a storm that could come in off the Gulf.
Ed Wolf is governmental affairs chair for the Houston Association of Realtors. He says buyers generally don't worry about evacuation zones.
Texas has rules that are basically buyer beware, and they tend to be more concerned about the asset and what might happen to their property in an event than whether or not they're going to have to evacuate or be under a mandatory evacuation order. The mandatory evacuation orders can happen anywhere, irrelevant of your zone.
Wolf says sometimes what buyers want comes with risks.
It was always a positive to be on the bayou and have bayou views. That was something we would always advertise. It's a problem when the bayou becomes your house. And so realize that there are inherent risks to everything.
I'm now at Houston Transtar, the nerve center for flood disasters. It's quieted down after Hurricane Harvey, but Harris County Emergency Management spokesman Francisco Sanchez says educating the public about hurricane threats is a year-round challenge.
One of the things that's part of our big public education campaign is know where your evacuation zone is. But one of the most compelling things that would make us more resilient is if people in this community did a cultural shift of not thinking about, I wonder what I'll do if a storm happens again. But if we had the mentality change of a storm or flood is going to happen again, so here's what I'm doing to be more resilient and to be more prepared.
At Rice's Storm Center, they've used computer models to predict what a Category 3 storm would do if it came ashore south of Galveston, putting Houston on the most dangerous side of the storm. Again, here's Jim Blackburn.
Well, we're not protected. It will be devastating beyond anybody's ability to really think through a storm like that.
The models show the area of southeast Houston that's home to NASA and close to the coast would be completely submerged, with many areas under more than 10 feet of water, flooding upwards of 200,000 homes and possibly drowning thousands of people, depending on whether the evacuation was successful. Blackburn says it's truly frightening.
I don't think we as a community are clear that this is a real possibility and just how real this possibility is.
Officials stress the importance of knowing your evacuation plan, even if your zip code isn't on the evacuation map, and of being prepared to evacuate. For Here and Now, I'm Allison Lee.